Welcome to Press Start, an NPR podcast on the art and culture of video games. I'm Kyle Orland.
And I'm Ralph Cooper.
With us, we have Alex Rakopoulos, the founder and CEO of Harmonix Music Systems. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, guys.
So, you might have heard of Harmonix Music Systems through a few little games they made.
Like
Guitar
what?
Hero, Guitar Hero 2.
I've never heard of that. Alex, you know anything about any of those games?
Making Rock Band just about killed us this year, so I'm pretty familiar with the project.
It's amazing how under the radar it's been, because there's been, like, no hype.
I tell you, it sort of was under the radar for pretty much right up until E3, with a few exceptions, and E3 was kind of our coming out party. It was really the time we were taking the veil off and showing the game to the world for the first time, and so coming out of that show, winning Best of Show, which was the first time that had ever happened with a music game, it really felt incredibly good, and it was a great kind of burst of energy for the team in the long stretch to get the game finished.
So I know you guys at Harmonix, the goal with your games is kind of to create a music-making simulation, bring the joy of music-making to the people. Do you think Rock Band is the culmination of this effort, or is there still further to go?
I think in one sense, Rock Band is very much the culmination of the last 12 years of experience that we have in pursuit of this goal that you just expressed. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I mean, this is kind of the ultimate music game, the game that we've been dreaming of making for years and years, and really this is the first time we've ever been given the opportunity to make a music game of this just sheer magnitude. But the flip side of that is that I think on another level, this is also really just the beginning of what will be the next kind of great era of music games. I really feel like now we have the resources to start trying to do for the last 10 years or so. So I think that there's still an enormous amount more to be done. Mm.
Tell me how it feels with Guitar Hero in the hand of another company. Like, do you think Rock Band will have trouble putting itself out there next to Guitar Hero?
I don't feel it'll be challenging, actually. And, you know, in general, in the press has tended to characterize it as this kind of big battle between Rock Band and Guitar Hero 3.
Guilty.
And
Guilty.
Honestly, I don't really see it that way. I think that we've taken Rock Band in a very different direction in terms of the experience that it offers. And we've really tried to take the music game category in a new direction and elevate it to another level. And as a result, I don't really see Rock Band as being kind of a direct competitor to Guitar Hero so much as a different experience that is growing the category. And the music game category is growing so explosively right now that it will, like every other major game category, support multiple successful franchises. And I think for us, the goal this holiday season is really just to get the experience out there and establish a beachhead and get the experience into people's hands. Because what we found is, once people, as you were just saying, actually, once people actually pick the thing up and play it and feel it, they realize that it's something else entirely, and it really captivates them. So for us, our agenda for the rest of the year is just do what we can to get this experience out there.
Do you think it's going to be hard to an extent to get the people to pick it up? Because, you know, Rock Band's kind of an unproven name, while Guitar Hero has, you know, the whole series behind it, has the branding.
Well, our experience thus far is that it hasn't been difficult, and in fact, at this point, we're not even able to make the Rock Band units fast enough to supply the demand that there is at retail, so it's not a big concern.
Now, how true is it that all the guys on the staff are all musicians?
It's not all of us, but it's certainly a big percentage of us. I would say at least half of us, are musicians, and I'd say on the staff there are at least 30 people who perform regularly in bands. You know, wow. About 40 or 50 bands that they play and routinely, you know, performing in the Boston area or on tour. So it's very much woven into the culture and the DNA here at Harmonix.
Do you ever do 30-person jam sessions, just all getting together in one room?
That would be a horror show.
Now, how big does the... that's funny. A horror show would be bad, yes. The thought, though, is how much does it help that you have a whole bunch of musicians making a music game?
Oh, I think it's absolutely essential, actually, because we really think of ourselves as a music company first and a game company second. And these games, you know, music games are, of course, games, but at their heart, they're all about the music. They're all about connecting people with music that they love on a deeper level. And so, the guiding principles and the design mandates that, you know, guide us through the process of making these games is always, you know, it's about the music and our experience of playing and making music, and that's always the touchstone that we return to when we're trying to make hard decisions about which way to take the game experience.
Right. Now, I heard from online reports that you had, like, a spreadsheet of 3,000 songs that you had to narrow down to the 45 or so that were going to be on the
disc.
Yeah,
that's about right.
What goes into a good Rock Band song? What makes a good game song for the game?
Well, There are actually, there's dozens of different filters that, you know, come into play and that we take into consideration. I mean, there's the obvious stuff, which is you want music that, on the one hand, is, you know, famous music that is well known and well loved by a lot of people. At the same time, there's a kind of curatorial sensibility that we bring to bear about what music we personally on the music team here think is great music that what we want to be bringing to the world on this platform. But then there are much more practical considerations, such as will it play well? And that's a critical filter that we're always applying to this music, because we're trying to find the music that really people will connect with and will sort of suck people in viscerally when they're playing it. And, you know, for rock, that process for Rock Band is actually quite different than it is for Guitar Hero, because in Rock Band, you know, the heart of the game, the essence of it is really, it's at its best when it's a group experience. You know, all our previous games were really more focused on kind of solitary act of music making, which is great as far as it goes, but the really special thing about Rock Band is this new layer that we've added to the experience when you have a group of people locking in with each other and making music as one, which is just this incredible feeling. And to make that really work, you know, ideally you're looking for music that plays to that. And those are songs where they're great moments where it's not just fun on one instrument or another instrument. Of course, we're listening, you know, okay, we want songs that have, you know, interesting parts on all the different instruments, but we're also listening for great band moments where the band is acting as one in a powerful way. And a great example is the Who song, for example, in Rock Band, Won't Get Fooled Again. There's that moment after this long, quiet keyboard solo where all of a sudden all the instruments come in together and the singer screams, and it's just it's an incredible feeling to do that as a group. So it's moments like that that we're always looking for.
Now, with those kind of moments, are you worried about PC version coming out and people trying to do something like Frets on Fire, for example, where people were making their own songs and their own maps and stuff like that? Do you see Rock Band possibly helping to push that genre, or I guess that idea at all?
Well, we don't. I mean, honestly, it's you know, that sort of stuff happens all the time. It's to be expected that there are kind of, you know, derivative products that come out of that nature. It's not really something that we spend a lot of time thinking about for us. It's always our eyes are always forward. And, you know, the day we finish Rock Band, or I should say after we finish Rock Band and then kind of collapse in a heap and catch our breath and start thinking about the future, it's really all about, okay, what can we do next to just take this experience to the next level?
Why isn't there a Wii version right now that's coming out with the PS3 and Xbox 360 versions? Was there any hang-ups with that?
Well, really, it was that during this year, we wanted to focus our energies on creating the deepest, most fully realized version of this experience, which required the leading-edge hardware. So which is why sort of our lead platforms are the 360 and the PS3. And then from having established that foundation, of course, there are ways that you adapt that kind of full-blown experience in different ways to play to the strengths of other platforms, and then that takes some additional time on top of where we were in finishing kind of the lead-off version of the game. And so really it's just a matter of taking the time that's necessary to make an adaptation of that sort.
Right. You don't want to rush things out then.
Yeah.
You don't see it like as a knock, I guess, that you guys won't be competing or won't have it on the Wii this season. Like, I know the Wii is the highest selling console right now, so
It is. We love the Wii. Actually, it's not a knock in the least. What's beautiful about it is this mass market console that has been adopted by people who don't really consider themselves gamers at all. Many of them, which is also an attribute of a game like Rock Band. A lot of people who get sucked into this game also don't consider themselves gamers. So, you know, suffice it to say, it's like any other platform of significance. It's someplace that we want to be as soon as we can.
Okay. Now, I've heard you guys, speaking of platforms, I've heard you guys talk about Rock Band as a platform in itself, like, you know, it's a whole new system, and you're really selling the downloadable content idea. How big a factor is that in the longevity of Rock Band?
Well, it's huge, actually. I mean, we really do think of it as exactly that, a platform, in that you make an initial investment in the instruments, which is, in some sense, like buying a stereo as a platform.
It's like buying another system, almost.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, exactly. And then once you've made that investment, though, and of course you get your core game soundtrack, but then at very low marginal cost, you're able to kind of essentially build the custom music game experience that you want using the music that you love most. So in one sense, one of the great promises of downloadable content is that you get to just customize the play experience to, you know, exactly the music that affects you the most powerfully. It's also an infinite experience. It's something that's constantly fresh. And, you know, and this, our plans here are really unprecedented in terms of downloadable content for games, in that we'll have content available the day the game launches, and we'll be publishing new game levels based upon new songs every single week thereafter, and ramping to literally hundreds of songs within the first year alone, and eventually thousands. So we really view this more as a music platform, really, than as a game platform.
How many different genres are you actually spanning? Is it all just rock music, old 70s rock, this, you know, recent rock? I mean, do you have any hip-hop? Do you have any funk? Do you have any blues? I mean, like, do you have any plans for doing stuff like that with the game? Or
first of all, let me answer that with respect to the core soundtrack, which is that there is a binding element, which is rock, which is the sort of, you know, is the binding core identity of the game. And so that is a kind of unifying theme of, you know, the core game soundtrack. Within that, there's actually an enormous amount of diversity, everything from classic rock to, you know, current frontline acts, you know, progressive rock, southern rock, punk, metal, etc. So we really try to cover all the bases within that sort of broad umbrella of rock. Now, moving on to downloadable content, this is actually an area where we can really start to delve into some areas that wouldn't make sense actually in the core soundtrack. And you brought up some examples like blues or funk, for example, which
Alex, let's stick with funk. Because I'm a funk guy. Yeah, I'm a big P-Funk man. So talk to me about, let's say, like, I don't know, Funkintelethy or, like, Bop Gun. Yeah.
This is stuff, man, like, we'll have a drink at some point and we'll start going off on this stuff. But believe me, I would love to actually do some great stuff with funk on this platform, because I think that the music lends itself very, very well to, you know, the physical instruments and to the play experience.
You know, Alex, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told the guys at Guitar Hero. But as soon as you guys want to go ahead and start making a funk version, you need to holler at your boy. All right?
Okay.
I got a whole catalog of songs that you guys just need to go ahead and throw in there. In fact, you need to do a Rick James tribute.
Do you have the master tracks?
Yeah. You know, me and Rick, we're tight like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, him, me, and Dave used to sit down and talk all the time. And since I'm thinking about Rick James, which brings up my favorite instrument in funk, which is a guitar, what's your favorite instrument in this, man? Like, what's your favorite instrument? What's your favorite song in the game right now?
In Rock Band in general?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, for me, I guess I would have to, I mean, I'm a drummer in real life. Mm-hmm. And so for me, actually being able to play, be able to play a drum game right now, I'm kind of in my element, and that's mm-hmm. where, you know, I'm having a fantastic time with that. So that's, you know, that's where I spend most of my time these days.
Yeah, that seems to be the flashiest one when you're really going at the drums on, like, the expert level and the sticks are flying everywhere. Just watching that, mind-blowing.
Well, the thing is, you know, unlike the guitar games, where, I mean, you can get fantastic at playing the guitar game, but the guitar controller is really abstracted from a real guitar. You can't, you know, you can be an expert Rock Band guitar player, but you can't then just pick up a guitar and start playing a wailing guitar
solo. Whereas
on the drums, you know, you start out on easy difficulty level where the patterns are super simple. And over a period of weeks or months, you work your way up slowly to the harder songs and the higher difficulty levels. And by the time you're playing on an expert, you're playing the drum patterns note for note from the original music, and you've learned the fundamentals of drumming, which, as you know, a payoff for playing a video game is incredible. And you know, the team here is pretty fired up about the idea that this game going out there and training this, you know, new army of millions of young drummers.
So parents hear that when your kids are sitting down playing Rock Band for hours, they're learning. How about that?
That's really good.
Joining an army.
Right.
No, wait, don't think about that part.
Band army.
Drumming army.
Army of rockers.
All right, we're about out of time here, Alex. One final question. If you could add one instrument to the game, what would it be?
Well, you know, I'll tell you the one that, you know, often comes up and which was debated early on in the genesis of the project and just didn't make the cut, of course, is keyboards. And it was, you know, at the end of the day, we felt it was already just kind of insanely overambitious to even ship a 3 peripheral music game.
Right.
And so the fourth was just sort of one step too far. And it was also, of all the instruments in the rock ensemble, it was the one, I mean, none of it, you couldn't have lived without any of the others, but you can still create an incredibly genuine rock game without the keyboard ingredient. Now, that said, I do think that there's an opportunity out there to make, you know, to introduce keyboard play into the experience in a way that would be a hell of a lot of fun. So it's something we may come back to.
All right. Well, Alex, we'd like to thank you for coming on with us today, man, and talking with us about Rock Band. And we thank you for your time, man. We really appreciate it. And, you know, we look forward to taking you up on that drink and talking about funk, man.
Yeah, likewise, man. You got to put together your wish list and send it to me.
Yeah. Deal.
Take a vacation. You've earned it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, though.
Talk to you later.
All right. And press start. This is Ralph Cooper. And, you know, once again, big shout out to Rob. And, you know, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Skylar. See ya.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.